One. You'll get over it. All right. One, two, three. Dun son deva joe yun sen yun de he chen ki ri chen nam ki he chen ki chang chu ko pa la don yi ri pe nam dang ta ye pe go ne tok shin kong ba che pa la de ne tok good. So just to remind you where we were. There was a lower middleweight guy named Master Baba Viveka debating with us, and he said, look, is it the case, are you saying that people on a lower track reach nirvana? And we say, we are saying that. So then he says, okay, so then basically what you're saying is that they also see emptiness directly. And we say, that's correct. And they say, but for example, even in the Mahamudra, right, the seven flavors of emptiness thing, whatever it was, six, I guess. But that's a debate. You said that lower schools had lower interpretations of emptiness and that the lower schools' interpretations weren't even a correct form of emptiness. So how could they see their lousy form of emptiness and then get rid of all their mental afflictions? You know, how's that possible? It's not, even according to you, you're the one who runs around saying there's six flavors of emptiness and only five of them are emptiness. Sorry, one of them. Okay? I mean, you're the guys who say that, but now in the same breath you're saying that these people see some kind of emptiness and get rid of their mental afflictions. So how's that work? And then what did we say? We said, look, Lord Buddha in the lower scriptures taught the highest form of emptiness. And if you study that, you will see emptiness directly and you will get rid of your mental afflictions, which is nirvana. We didn't say reach Buddhahood. Okay? We just said you will be able to get rid of your mental afflictions. So then they come back to us and say, well then what's the difference between Mahayana and Hinayana? I mean, then why teach Mahayana? Why didn't Lord Buddha just retire after the first turning of the wheel? You know, what's the point of going on and teaching more kinds of emptiness? If he covered emptiness in the lower presentations, which is the first turning of the wheel, right? The first time the Lord Buddha taught. But by the way, what happened the first time he taught? Somebody saw emptiness directly. Out of his five major disciples, his five closest disciples, one of them, and then the others like got really close, and you know. So wouldn't that be enough? Why did he have to go on and teach higher forms of emptiness? What's the point? You know? And then we say, the point is that higher disciples need Rigpa Tayepe Gone. Say Rigpa Tayepe Gone. Rigpa Tayepe Gone. They want to know infinite proofs of emptiness. They want to hear. They want to go to Uma Chidun class for the rest of their life. You know? They don't want Geshe Michael to get through the book. Which is very likely that we can do this. Because I don't know, we've covered like, in 7 years, we've covered a quarter of the book or something. We're on a 30-year, huh? 5.5 years we've covered a quarter of the book or something. So we're on a track for another 20 years or something. So what I mean is, if you're Mahayana at heart, you would say, great, that's what I want. You know, I want to hear 1,000 more lectures about different ways, different ideas of what emptiness is. Okay, got it? That was where we are. That was our last statement. Okay, here we go. I wanted to say one more thing about, I'm thinking about DCI. When we had our big meeting to decide what to do, what we said was, we want to change the world. The main thing we want to affect the world. And by traveling, doing these global things, we can affect the world. We can help the world. We want to make the most people happy in the world that we can in our lifetime. you know, which is a very beautiful thing, which is what we promised, right? Semjin tamjigi dungi, you know, and when you took your bodhisattva vows, you're like, I'm going to try to help every person in the world who's suffering. So I see this as a way to do that. Three-year retreat is an equal way to do that. There are equal ways to do that. You can travel to many countries and teach people karma and emptiness, or you can change the world in three-year retreat. They're the same. To me, they're the same thing. Depending on your time and your situation in your life, what you can do, you know? So that was our first goal. And then, what was I going to say? What's the second goal? Oh. I would like to try to get people a living where they don't have to go lose their 14 years of training by working in a restaurant and forgetting what Geshe Michael said in the last Umachidan class. So I would like to keep you involved with the teachings. And I would like you to keep coming to classes. And as I said the other night, anyone who goes to any tour will be expected, once you get on a team to go to on a certain tour, your team leader will be reviewing with you your progress through the courses, ACI and Tantric courses. They will be saying, okay, according to Sharay Sachidananda, you don't have your course 6 materials in. I was there in New York. I was at Geshe Michael's side. I filled out the homework. That's not true. We don't care. Sharay doesn't have it. You're doing it over. Okay? And we want you going through all the courses. We want to see progress. We don't want you to finish all 18 courses like David Sykes did in 3 weeks by handwriting all the masters into the answers. Perfectly. You know, so we want you to make a living, and we want you to become a great teacher. So those are two goals. But then I gave them a third goal. I said, I want everyone involved. You know, everyone at Diamond Mountain who wants to be involved, or any student who wants to be involved, it's part of our mission that you get to help, or that we will make sure, I will make sure that somehow you're involved. Okay, so I want to commit to that, you know, because I think it's a very noble thing to want to be involved, and we just have to get you involved somehow, some way that fits your personality, fits your the way you are. But that's a commitment from my side. I want everyone to be involved on some level who wants to be, you know. And so that's the three goals, okay? And for me, so nobody in here can think, oh, he doesn't want me or something like that. Everyone who wants to be involved will, it's my life's work to get you involved, okay? All right. Okay. We better have a snack. No, we're like short on time now. We talk so long. Is there a snack? I don't know. Yeah, let's start. And Jason, you remind me about the other thing, okay? But I don't want to make... If they don't get a little class, they won't come back. And people like the lemons. Where are they? Yeah, well, just like, you know, you asked me about DCI in Vermont or whatever. We'll work that out. So if you want to start a DCI San Pancho or Vallarta or Oslo or... I don't know any names of towns in Vermont. We'll work that out. We'll work on that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Meaning, Lord Buddha, what distinguishes now Mahayana scripture from Hinayana scripture in this context is that Lord Buddha in the Mahayana scriptures taught an infinite number of different reasons why things are empty. Okay? Why? See, that's where we are now. Why? Because there's certain types of people in the world who can't reach their goals in any other way. They want an infinite number of proofs for emptiness. They require it to reach full Buddhahood. Okay, to reach a highest Buddhahood, they need to hear hour after hour of different proofs for emptiness, and they can't reach enlightenment any other way. If you give them the one or two versions of emptiness that are taught in the lower scriptures, they're not going to reach their goals. Okay? they need more proofs. Yeah. Yeah. There's a thing in the Abhidharma, okay? The first chapter of the Abhidharma. Say, Pung, Kam, Keche, Sum. So the first chapter of the Abhidharma is dedicated to a presentation of the five heaps, the 12 ayatanas, or gateways of sense, and the 18 categories, right? These are three different ways of dividing existence, of understanding existence itself. And then you learn the five, and then you graduate to the 12, and then you get to the 18, and you master them, and it's hard. To master Abhidharma is hard. I've never taught Abhidharma extensively here. Maybe it's something we can do in Phoenix in 2015, which we will. If there's an interesting statement at the end of that process where they say the 18 was presented for the lowest capacity people, and the 12 was presented for the medium capacity people, and 5 was enough for the smart people, you know, for the really smart people. And Sri Patabi Joyce, I remember people used to ask him, you know, he gave his certification randomly. You had to keep going for many years to Mysore. And then one day he'd slap you on the back and say, okay, you're now a certified level one teacher, you know, series one teacher. And then I heard stories, and I think I saw people there. I went there, and I stayed for a couple of days. And I watched some very frustrated people who looked like they had been coming back for 12 years. And he wouldn't certify them for level two, you know, series two. And they knew it backwards and forwards. They could do flips. They could do everything, you know. And, you know, and somebody asked him, you know, well, you know, Guruji, what the hell do you have to do to get certified in series number two? And he's like, series number two, this is created for people who are too stupid to understand series number one. You know what I mean? And so I keep them, they keep working. You know, finally I am giving them some certificate. You know, and it's like, so yeah, there could be an argument like that. That's, I mean, from that logic you'd say those who need 1,000 proofs of emptiness are not as sharp as those who got it after one, but that's not what they're saying here. Okay. I heard that story. I also want to say, I mean, the primary function of the tours and all that is not to, it's not to teach you guys. Okay, it's not to teach you. And it's all like first grade stuff, you know. So I'll come back to Phoenix and I'll give you some sexy stuff. Which is free and just open to you guys, the more advanced students. And then we'll do some open teachings there too. But I mean, we'll keep doing more and more obscure texts. I'll do that for free, and you're all welcome to come to that. It's just that we can't have more teachers than retreatants. And so don't think it's not the kind of thing where you say, oh, Geshe-la's going to teach something I never heard of to the Austrians on the first day they ever met him, you know? Okay? But it is possible. Okay. That's on top of the honey. One, two, three. Te men ki richen nam ki ta pa tsam to pa la toni rikpe nam da do du sam shi ki tok shin kom ba che pa la ten to nu de. You also have to buy a suit, okay? All right. Okay. He sort of switched, he sort of did a switch on us. Why? He didn't say, look, people of the lower way, lesser way, they can see emptiness just with a fewer presentations about the logic behind emptiness. He didn't say that. He said something else. What? He said something else. Say again? Yeah, that's the point. You see, he said, hey, given that they're just going after nirvana, okay, all they want to do is remove their mental afflictions forever. They can have a fewer presentations of the logic of emptiness. Got it? He's added a new element, which I think you have to add, which sort of covers your question. Okay, so yeah, they can get by on fewer proofs for emptiness, because all they're going to use their emptiness for is to get rid of their own mental afflictions. Okay. All right, that's the implication. Okay. One. Oh, I'm going to go up or down. We just said because that. Yeah, we're going to go up. It is so. We said, oh, they can do with lesser reasonings. And then he said, Dabma Drup, right? And then we come back with, well, it is true, so, which means we have to go up, okay? Ready? One, two, three. Da ta rang dele chiki dark me pa selva chawe chik te pa chambo temba yang rikpa che sumbe chik. Dumb. And that is so the case because as the auto commentary puts it, I don't understand what he's saying, but anyway, I'll translate it and let's talk about it. Oh, okay. Oops. I think he's not proving the last thing he said here. Got it? He's proving something he said before. You know? I don't think he's proving the immediately preceding statement. Somebody said, he's just saying, look, it was fitting that he taught the Mahayana also. Okay? Yeah. 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 Is it Kangsaki Dangme? Yeah, you could say that from the lower school's point of view. Okay, you could say that. Let's see where he goes to next, okay? One, two, three. Te ni le kashi kalte nian tu ki tek pa le kyang che la dak me pa ten na de se tek pa chembo ten ba dun me pa gyuro nyam tu sem ba te lu te yang di ta rip pa da Nung dang gyao wa tok so she sung be she. Oh, some very important vocabulary. Say bulup. Bulup. You gotta have that butup. Bulup. It's like dropping something in hot oil, okay? Bulup. Bulu. Kapse. Okay.
It's already been around.
Yeah. So in the box, it's New Year's, right? Last week or something. So my Tibetan friends always send me every year a box of Tibetan pastries, New Year pastries. So you have to know these two words are most important in Tibetan culture, because this is Tibetan Christmas. I mean, this is their Christmas, okay? So on New Year's, Losar, you have to make kapse. So kapse is the one that looks like a bow tie, except you didn't see because we ate all of them before we got here. And buluk means bugs. And you take a hot oil, and then you take a honey squirter thing, those bear things, but you fill it up with pastry batter. And then you get it really hot, and then you stand away, and you squeeze the bear upside down. And then you go like this. It's like a crepe, but it's more complicated. And you squeeze it, and then you go like this, and the bugs go out like this. And then it fries into this big round thing, you know? And if you break them, then your disciple gets to eat them. So that's why I used to eat a lot of buluk. But it's really fun to learn to make them, so we should do that sometime, okay? All right. But those are two important. If you don't know those two words, you can't really survive in Tibetan culture. Say, kapse? Buluk. Okay. One may think to themselves. Okay, so he's just basically proving that the auto commentary, which was written by Master Chandrakirti, who wrote the root text? Aha! He himself said that, look, you know, if you think that it was unnecessary for Lord Buddha to have taught the higher way just because he taught emptiness in the lower way, you're wrong. Okay? So we can use that as a proof. We're kind of out of time, but Lama Christie's not here yet. Huh? Okay. Let me think to them. So next? Huh? One self we can compliment. Who said that? Okay. I'll compromise on myself. By the way, no Canadian can have kapse today. I forgot to mention that. You just have more ice than we do, okay? I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And we did scare you, didn't we? Okay, well, let's... Third, oh yeah. Okay. We'll do this one because it's funny. Okay. One, two, three. Te menki de nele tongi rikpe namda taye pe gone. Zopa ma ten kyang de le tong ni zopa temba yin te. I'm just going to do it verbally, okay? Because we're technically overtime. Overtime, get it? Okay. Yeah. You sure? Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, I'll go for another. Then in that case, I'll translate it. But we won't go all the way to 8:30 because I. We'll compromise. Okay. Okay. Rikpa taye pe gone zopa matenkyan, which means. Even though we didn't present emptiness in the full infinite ways that we did in Mahayana, we did teach emptiness fully. Got it? Okay? That's not so hard. I was hoping it would be more exciting. But you're too sharp. Okay? Did he teach emptiness fully in the lower way?
Yes.
Not in all the infinite forms.
No.
Right. But that isn't what you said yes to. You have to say, that's not what I said yes to. You just asked me, did he teach emptiness fully? He did. Did he teach it fully in infinite forms? No. Okay, so you're right, but you don't know you're right. Okay. Which is dangerous. Okay. Even though the sentence is not presented fully. Nonetheless, it is presented what?
Fully.
Okay? It's not like he taught half of the correct emptiness. Okay. Say again?
And then they're
half of us. That probably means that during the day you still have mental afflictions. And okay.
Huh? At least I can sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. This is weird. Okay, well, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Chodan kansa da nipo de sopa hepe shi. Yeah, okay. Does the lower way teach emptiness fully? Through fully explaining the infinite proofs for emptiness. If it teaches emptiness fully, does it fully deny the gakcha?
Yes.
If it denies the gakcha, does it necessarily deny the gakcha with reference to things and with the people?
No. We have to say yes.
Yeah, you have to say yes. That's delicate. That's delicate. Because the lower schools wouldn't say that. You know? If you deny a gakcha, it's not necessarily to deny both of them. You know what I mean? So what they're saying is that if you say that Lord Buddha taught emptiness fully in the scriptures of the lower way, then he must have fully denied a self-existence to things and to people. Got it? Okay? All right. One, two, oh. We just gave a reason for what we said. Are we going up or down? Up, because we're saying, we did it so. Okay, got it? 1, 2, 3. Dattha yene shepe dadme e dadme chamo yongsu zopa yimbe. That is so the case. Oh, I should type that. The lack of a self which is explained in this way is a totally complete subtle form of the lack of a self. Got it? Meaning, if you reach subtle emptiness, if you can disprove the most subtle form of the gakcha, then you have disproved the self-existence to people and things. Got it? Okay. All right. And that's not what the lower schools would say. They have said dangme, charaksum. They have gradations of emptiness. Okay. Which are not accepted in the highest way. Okay. Okay. Are we going up or down?
Up.
Okay. Because one more proof, right? 1, 2, 3. Dattha rangdale de ta na ang de da la chuki dak me pa zopa gomba me te kam sum na chepe nyomo pongwe tap sam shikni yedo. This is tricky. I mean, I'll translate it, but I don't know about it. This is a little tricky. In the lower way, do they describe emptiness completely? Yes. In the lower way, do they negate the gakcha completely? Do they negate the gakcha in both its forms? Do they negate the most subtle form of the gakcha?
Yes.
Yeah. So, is their meditation complete? Is their emptiness meditation complete? Yeah, not according to this. I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, to me, I would come back with, oh, well, then with an incomplete meditation on emptiness, you can achieve nirvana. Got it? Okay. Unless you define a complete meditation as going through infinite forms of reasoning. Okay? Got it? Nobody gets it. Everyone's asleep. Okay.
There's nothing to say this, and this seems to contradict that. So he's actually offering this as proof of this.
Say it again?
It's strange that he's saying this because it seems to contradict.
It seems to contradict what he was trying to say.
But he's actually offering this as proof of what he was trying to say.
I know. It seems wrong, right?
Carbon mistake?
Tempting with the current state. Anytime you can't translation, what about the second part here? Yeah.
Would the Mayingak here almost, or what it's implying, yeah, be that this method does eliminate mental affliction, but doesn't have something to do with omniscience?
Yeah, it seems to be saying that.
What makes it,
it seems to be saying that, you know. They do realize emptiness completely, which means they have negated the most subtle form of self-existence. But still their meditation is not complete, because all it can do for them is to give them to Nirvana. Seems to be saying that. Okay? It seems to be saying that. I want to go through one more thing. Just for, especially for the new people, because I remember the first class I went into in Dharamsala in 1973, and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And everyone was really interested, and they were debating, and I was like, you know, I felt so left out. I remember feeling really left out. Everybody else knew what was going on, and I just got off the bus and walked into class, this really bad bus from Canada, and then I was like, I'll never make it here, you know? I have no idea what anyone's talking about, you know? So I kind of want to do a wrap-up for people, okay? Why is it? Well, first of all, what's a gacha? Who can tell me what a gacha is?
The object of
the thing that emptiness is empty of. The thing that emptiness is empty of. So the big debate here is, did lower school people, did really people of lesser capacity grasp what emptiness is empty of? Do they understand what's not there? Do they really understand what's not there? So, and we said yes, they did fully. But what does it mean what's not there? And what does it mean to divide it into things and people? You see, so let's go to people first, okay? What's the Geshe Michael who's not there? See, what's the object denied as far as Geshe? Say Geshe Michael's meditating, and he wants to meditate on the emptiness of Geshe Michael, which is the most powerful kind of emptiness you can meditate on, okay? Because in the end, it's important that you recognize your own emptiness, right? So what is it about Geshe Michael that was never there, that I always thought was there, that if I saw wasn't there, I'd be a lot happier? Put it in plain English. What's, I mean, Geshe Michael wanted some of that cheesecake.
An innate real Geshe Michael.
Where's that cheesecake? Is it all gone yet? Well, you're supposed to share it and you're supposed to save me a major piece. Did you share? Did you? There's no cheesecake there, I'm telling you. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. So Geshe Michael's talking all this class, but he didn't forget the cheesecake. Although he forgot the text. And so he's looking at the cheesecake that Ani Pelma gave us. There's probably not enough for anybody anyway. And he wants cheesecake. So there's a Geshe Michael. Well, that's a little tricky. But let's just put it this way. There's a Geshe Michael who thinks that if he doesn't remind Nyingbo to save a piece, he's not going to get a piece. Okay? Right? Okay? There's a. I'm going to go to things. Okay, I'll just go straight to things. There's some cheesecake in that box that Geshe Michael won't get unless he reminds Nyingbo to cut him a piece before he shares it. Okay, got it? There's a piece of cheesecake in that box that Geshe Michael won't get unless he reminds Nyingbo to take some out before he hands it around. Okay, correct or not? That's the gakcha. That's what emptiness is empty of. Because there never was a piece of cake like that, and there never will be a piece of cake like that, and there ain't a piece of cake like that now. Why? Yeah. I don't get cake. I don't assure myself cheesecake by denying it to others. I assure myself cheesecake by sharing it. You see? So the cheesecake in the box that I protect by reminding him to save me a piece, it's ontological status. Okay? I mean, its isness, the degree that it exists, is zero. There never was a piece of cake like that. There could not be a piece of cake like that because there was never a piece of cheesecake in the world that was obtained by any greedy geshe who tried to get the piece for himself or tried to assure the piece for himself. That piece of cheesecake never existed, never could exist, never will exist. There is no such cheesecake. The only cheesecake that this geshe can ever get is the piece that's left over when he's shared with everybody else. You see? Because it's created by karma. The only way to get cheesecake is to share it. Right? So that's what emptiness is empty of. In the box, that's what emptiness is empty of. Got it? There isn't any cheesecake in there that I can obtain by denying it to you. Okay? I have to be generous. I don't have a choice. Why? Because I like cheesecake. Okay? So I don't have a choice. I have to be generous. I'm not generous because I'm nice. I'm generous because I like cheesecake. Okay? It's true. I mean, if everyone did that, the world would be at peace. Okay? All right, next. How do you say that? So there's a Geshe Michael who didn't get cheesecake, or who's not going to get cheesecake, because now he has to share it. He's in a jam now. There's a Geshe Michael who's not going to get cheesecake, okay? Is there a Geshe Michael who wasn't fast enough to tell Nyingbo to put aside a piece of cheesecake? Right, okay? So the Geshe Michael who was a fool because he gave away the cheesecake, or he didn't, corner his piece before they let it out. The Geshe Michael who's dumb because he didn't move fast enough to get his cheesecake doesn't exist. There is no such Geshe Michael, okay? To give away cheesecake can only be smart. Okay? So a Geshe Michael who's stupid because he didn't tell Nyingbo in advance to get his cheesecake, but who rather shared the cheesecake with the whole class, knowing he probably wouldn't get a piece, that one doesn't exist. Got it? The Geshe Michael, so that's the emptiness of Geshe Michael, emptiness of people, and that's the emptiness of things, the cheesecake I'm dealing with. So there's a me who's not here right now, and that's the one who is stupid by sharing. Okay? The Geshe Michael who is stupid because he shares is not standing here. Got it? And the cake that he got because he stalled Ningbo from handing it out just now doesn't exist either. Got it? There's no such cheesecake in the box. If I get any cheesecake tonight after all this, it's going to be because I shared it in the past. Okay, got it? And that, does that cheesecake exist in the box?
Yes.
So does Buddhism say nothing exists? No, we say cheesecake exists. Is it wrong for me to want the cheesecake? That's another question.
Yeah, right, that's
you know? This is a different question, but I think it's important. Is it wrong for Geshe Michael to enjoy cheesecake and hope that he gets some cheesecake? It's not wrong. I mean, look at the pictures of paradise. They don't look like they didn't get any cheesecake today. You know? Look at that. No, they're all smiling and they're like, you know. I mean, the goal is not to deprive yourself of something that you enjoy, and it's not wrong to enjoy something or to want something. There's nothing wrong with that. I would say there's not even anything wrong with wanting a lot of stuff, like having high expectations out of life. You know, I want to look good, I want to be healthy, I want to have the most beautiful girlfriend in the world. I want, you know, all these other things. I think that's perfectly, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, isn't that just about the description of paradise? Or do you get to a paradise where there's no girlfriends and you have warts on your face and you're kind of chubby and you're getting old and nothing's going right for you? I mean, and you're just supposed to be, have equanimity about it. You know what I mean? Or is paradise a place where you got everything you wanted? So I would say even wanting everything that you could ever want, there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is to go about it the wrong way. Right? What's wrong is to go about it the wrong way. You get what you want by providing it to someone else first. That's all. And I told you, and I'll tell you again, I was in, Vietnam? They've already learned the Heart Sutra. They know the mantra. I handed out malas to everybody. You know, in Asia, they actually respect you. You know, and, you know, they take it respectfully and they treasure it, you know, and you hand out the rosaries and everyone's like, oh, Geshe-la gave me a rosary, you know. And then you say, okay, I'm going to teach you the mantra. And they're like, oh, he's going to teach us the Heart Sutra mantra. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach you the main mantra now. And I said, whatever I want, I will provide to someone else first. And then they're like, oh, are you going to tell us the mantra yet? I said, that is the mantra. Got it? Okay. So you can have anything you want, provide it to someone else first. Get it correctly. Then you can have cheesecake. And if you did it the right way, the calories probably wouldn't affect you. Okay. Seriously. I'm serious. Okay, one last thing. What is that? Oh, so Friday we're going to you're going to start working with your teams. Okay. So like if you're on the Eastern Europe team or you're on the Latin America team, then you will start working on Friday with your team leader, even though it's a year out or 6 months out. Because what happens with an overseas program, you saw the video, you know, and oh, it looks so fun, you know. Everybody's up there. Alicia's up there explaining the world to 1,000 people, right? Where is she? So she's up there explaining reality to 1,000 people, and you're like, that's so cool, I want to go. Someone rented the place. Someone made the posters, you know. Somebody went out looking for people to come to the talk. You know, somebody had to put down a lot of money for the airfares, you know. Like this whole thing, the 10 minutes of glory up there for Alicia took about 10 months of work by a lot of other people. So we have to start now. So if you're on a team already, please come on Friday and you'll start working with your team for your primary tour. And if you were on the category of we didn't know what you wanted, or you didn't fill out your thing, or we weren't sure, or if you are interested now and you weren't interested before and you didn't fill out anything, just talk to us now. Or Lama Ora, right? Or
we can
yes, Diamond Cutter Institute. Right? Can they complete an application online if they left something out?
No, it's not set up like that now.
They should just redo it. Okay. Or if you want to help, or you want to be involved in a tour, you don't have to have a lot of courses under your belt, okay? We'll involve you in a way. You don't have to think, oh, I'm already teaching, or I already have 50 students, or like that. Part of the reason of the tour is to teach you to be a teacher. So, you know, we had people on the tour. They saw in the video Alicia giving a very beautiful talk in, was it Singapore? A stunning talk in Singapore. And then I asked her, well, how many ACI courses have you finished? She said two, or something like that. So, you know, you can still help out if you want. Diamond Cutter Institute, fill out an application form, and then we'll talk. Okay? All right? Yeah. Say again? Oh, where are you going to meet your teams, or how are you going to meet your teams? We'll go over it again on Friday. Oh, I'm sorry. So it's going to be a week from Friday. It's going to be a week from Friday. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. It'll be a week from Friday. So you have time to actually apply online, and then we can get you into a team by the following Friday. Okay? Okay. Thanks for business class. Let's do them. Thank you. It's fun. The purpose of the class is to get you out to teach. The purpose of training you is to take you and go stick you up in front of 1,000 people in Taiwan and help somebody. Got it? We weren't just having fun here. We had a master plan for you, although you didn't know it. Okay, Anitama, are you going to do this thing? Sajib. Pugi Joshim Metotam Vila Minshin De Yampadi Sangye Shintu Nite Uwagi Yokunanda Shina Chupacho Inam Guru Ranamakala Kamriyatayami Dike Woku Sanam Yeshe Tsotsokshi Sanam Yeshe Rechumwe So like you're doing this mandala, right? Sashipuki. You're praying that the world becomes an enlightened world. And you know, so that's what the tours are all about. You know, I would rather have you go on a tour than offer me these little finger things. Because this is what it means. The tour is what this means. You see? I would rather have you come make the world into a perfect mandala. I mean, then just repeat this 1,000 times. To be on one tour and to stub your toe and to break something on stage is better than 1,000 mandalas. Got it? Okay.